WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The White House says no Americans were among the hostages released today by Hamas, but there is hope they could be among two more groups said to be freed under a truce extension in the Middle East. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're grateful that we've got an extra 2 days to work with. That'll result in the release of 20 more individuals.
Lucy Williamson is with the BBC.
The truce has also allowed desperately needed food and fuel into Gaza. But even in areas to the south of the Strip, many people are struggling to find enough to eat. There were delays in the transfer of hostages again today, reportedly because mothers were not being allowed to exit Gaza along with their children.
But UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's concerned.
I strongly hope that this will enable us to increase even more the humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza that is suffering so much.
He warns the territory faces famine. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state prison in Green Bay is a powder keg waiting to blow. That's according to Alloway Village President Jim Rafter, who says the aging lockup is a danger to the whole community. He says state leaders need to put their differences aside and find a solution.
We need the governor and the legislature to come together and say, okay, we have a problem. That problem is GBCI. It's not safe, and we need to replace it. So what's the best path forward?
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A competency test has been ordered for a woman accused of homicide in August. 50-year-old Star Myers of Black River Falls entered a not guilty plea to 7 charges in August, including first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. According to court records, a competency exam was ordered for Myers with a report due back on December 21st. Myers was accused of shooting the victim in a bedroom after he told her about sleeping with other women. She has denied killing the victim. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would fine scam callers using spoofed caller IDs up to $10,000. Spoofing caller ID is a practice used by scam callers to trick victims into thinking they know who is on the other end of the call. Scammers can spoof caller IDs from banks, the IRS, or even a number from the same area code as the victim to trick them into believing their lie. According to the Public Interest Research Group, Americans lost $40 billion to scam calls in 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Packers getting some of their veterans back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back on the practice field this afternoon, and Eric Stokes, defensive back, was back at practice. What about tight end Luke Musgrave? Will he be back this season? Matt LaFleur.
You know, we don't know that. Certainly we're hopeful for that, but we do know that he'll be out for sure the next 3 weeks, and then we'll see kind of where we're at after that.
Musgrave is on IR after suffering a lacerated kidney against the Chargers. Monday Night Football, the Bears take on the Vikings, and Packer fans should be rooting for the Bears. That would help the Packers' chances of maybe getting a wild card spot. NBA, Bucks are headed to Miami. They take on the Heat tomorrow night. The Bucks are 12-5. Thanks to Damian Lillard joining the team, according to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
To make a play for myself, to make a play for a teammate, to create an open shot, to kind of become a threat. So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing sky overnight and a low near 5 above. Our first time of the season seeing some pretty cold wind chills below zero at times. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and low 40s for the high Wednesday. Currently we're at 15.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hot Monday edition. Mostly, I mean, my belly. Not in a sexy sort of way, but like a on fire sort of way.
I know. When you say Crute's belly, I don't think sexy. I'm sorry, man. You had some spicy food. You're not feeling too good, man. I know there's lots of remedies out there. You're just dealing with it, man. You're just sucking it up and just hoping it goes away, huh?
Well, I've been drinking lots of water and nothing else. Nothing else. But, you know, I've got Jeff sending me home remedies. I got someone else on the text line sending me home remedies. In fact, Jeff says, bad advice radio. I think he's implying Hoosier Bob gave me some bad advice.
At least the baking soda and water advice?
That's not the way to make the hot peppers stop burning, apparently.
Crudy, try all the drugs.
I will try all the drugs. Eat avocados, oranges, or nuts. Drink lemonade, soda, or juice. Check, check, check. What about whiskey? How about rum? Is that on the list?
Rum with soda. I mean, you need like acid to help counteract the acid. I'm not clear.
I'm not either. Let's move on to the former president's Thanksgiving indigestion, Dom. He's suffering himself, it would appear.
We have a caller, Shane from Poinette, wants to talk about Wisconsin gerrymandering and spicy foods. So let's put a bow on.
That's a daily double.
Yeah, I know, man. So, Shane, you are up. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
Hey, Shane.
Well, I got three tips. First of all, with the heat, I recommend black coffee at the time of the super hot, spicy food. That black coffee will kind of quell that hotness. So,
I don't even drink coffee on a normal day. That's 2 days too late.
Oh, wow.
But let's hear what you got to say about the gerrymandering.
I know, but come on, man. You wouldn't normally do, like, you know, if you take medicine for an ailment unless you have the ailment. So it's not – all right, Shane, black coffee, that's for, like, the hot on the lips kind of thing going on? That you mean?
Yeah. When you first
– okay.
Yep. And when you're sweating and you can't, you know, you got to run out the door, well, try some hot coffee, but.
All right.
The gerrymandering, I think, follow what the Republicans did. Hire somebody like Michael Best and Friedrich and have the people swear to secrecy, do everything you know, under the table, and but hire somebody like Law Forward to redraw the maps. And, you know, they did it back in 2010 with the secret Robin Voss oath. And my third tip is open primary in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. So next November, or I mean next when the primary comes, vote Republican and vote for Nikki Haley or somebody, anybody but Trump.
You know, you got to be really careful doing that sort of strategery. It was 2012, and I also wanted to do a little electoral strategery, let's just say, Dom. And I found myself wondering if it was a worthwhile endeavor to try and extend Rick Santorum's presidential campaign. Rick Santorum was the Republican. He was going up against Romney, but he was still, you know, in March of 2012, he was still alive. And until Romney could take out Rick Santorum, he was wasting a lot of resources. So I took it upon myself to do the frothy Santorum. I went to the bowling place and I did the most despicable political act of my life. I voted for Rick Santorum. And then I probably invalidated my ballot by also voting for Tammy Baldwin in the Senate race on the Democratic side. Partisan primaries, and they come in August. I've learned a few things in the last decade.
You can only go on one side. Thanks for the call, Shane. Appreciate it.
I don't know if we want to be messing around in the Republican primary. I mean, if you think back here in the state of Wisconsin, 2016, well, first we were a Scott Walker state, right? Presidential Republicans. And then we were a Marco Rubio state. And then we were a Ted Cruz state. Everybody hated Trump amongst the right-wing talk radio people. And then he won the primary. And they decided they could probably steal a Supreme Court seat as well. You know, Merrick Garland never moved on his seat, never impaneled him, never had a confirmation hearing. So it worked out pretty okay, Don. But if you'll recall, Ted Cruz won the Wisconsin primary by double digits. Would you ever encourage any human being to go out there and vote for Ted Cruz?
It'd be hard to. I know we were critical.
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Of some of the efforts of Democrats, you know, putting money behind some, you know, mega type candidates over, you know, in different states in the last cycle. And it ultimately worked out. You know, you hate to see Democratic money, number one, going towards a Republican that you'd want to just mess the game up, eventually win. And also, you know, denying other Democrats, you know, money that they could use to actually legitimately win their election. But, you know, there is strategy involved in politics, certainly. And there's been folks doing it a whole lot longer than I've been paying attention. So, you know, all I can do is what I decide to do. And to Shane's other point about how the Republicans used a law firm and made, you know, different election official different candidates sign non-disclosure agreements in order to, you know, view the data and tell them, you're going to get a couple extra points here, a couple extra points there.
And they didn't tell them in cumulative. So they would show you your district. How do we know this? We had Dale Schultz on the show all the way back in 2014. He told us that he had to go sign an NDA. He had to go off campus and they would only show him that his district was just a little more red. And that's all they told him. But what they didn't say is, oh yeah, and we've baked this red across the whole state of Wisconsin through perhaps the most partisan gerrymander in the entire nation.
And that was done with the help of I guess a conservative law firm, perhaps. I mean, whatever, they're getting paid. They're going to do the job. But I guess my point on that, Shane, you said, you know, maybe use Law Forward. Law Forward is in lots of lawsuits in this regard, a more liberal law firm, let's call it. But I'm not down for playing those kinds of games on either side. What I truly want are representative maps, man. That's what I want. And then, you know, ideas and candidates actually matter. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do the same thing the Republicans did just because I certainly like the policies more, but that doesn't solve the problem. That just makes it that behavior that I find problematic being done by folks that I would vote for. I'm not down for that. I want accurate and fair and transparent maps for everybody. And then we could all, you know, engage. Because not only does this, you know, polarize, when you have this gerrymandered to this degree, polarize, you know, the parties, and specifically the Red Party in this state, it turns people off from engaging in self-governance. And I know it's my opinion that there are many Republicans, and they've stated it historically in the past, they don't want everybody to vote. The more people that vote, the more problematic it becomes for the Republican Party and conservatives, especially in the state of Wisconsin. So, no, man, I want accurate and fair and transparent maps, and let the best candidate and ideas win.
How very idealistic. Well, fair is fair, Dom, and I'm not looking for, you know, an eye for an eye per se, but how about 12 years of electoral dominance for the Democrats? You know, just to even it up for a decade or so. Don't we deserve that sort of electoral gerrymandering? You know, I mean, as the blue team, Dom, it's been a long time since
we were in charge
and doing our malfeasance.
Well, then where does it end then, man? You know, an eye for an eye, pretty soon the whole world's blank. Rudy, you can't go forward and be critical of certain behavior, and then when we get the chance, you know, engaged in it, it kind of makes us hypocrites, or me a hypocrite. I have a big problem with being a hypocrite about it. So I'm trying to be consistent, you know, like Schimmel, try to be consistent in my belief, because ultimately I think it's best for the country. It's best for the voters. It's best for the citizenry. It's best for those who want to engage in self-governance, man.
Yeah, but just a decade plus two. That's all I'm asking for. Just 12 years.
Just 12 years? Just slam
just
it for 12 years?
Just 12 years to right the wrongs of Scott Walker. It would probably take longer than 12 years.
Then Democrats should, you know, not listen to or bring a U.S. Supreme Court justice up for nomination, like, you know, do Garland on the other side. You think that's appropriate as well? So that when the Republicans put forth a candidate, the majority in the Senate, the Dems, they just decide not to bring him up for a vote because you did it to us. I mean, is that what?
Well, based on the current 6-3 math, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's do this, man.
Why are we the
wusses?
Is that what it is? You think it's wuss? You think it's being a wuss to not want to engage in the same belligerent behavior that your adversaries do? I don't know if I would agree with that terminology, but we got a caller, John from Wausau, 844-967-2789. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Welcome back, John.
That last guy was actually pretty smart. If Democrats really wanted Trump not to, like, advance in these primaries, since the Democrats aren't running one for Biden this year, the Democrats should go out and vote for whatever Republican they want and then block Trump from being even the primary. There's a thought.
John, what if some of us are strategically cheering for Trump in the primary because we think the 91-time indicted, soon-to-be-convicted felon is going to have a hard time, you know, in the 2024 elective campaign? I'm kind of rooting against the guy. I got to be honest with you, John.
Well, you think that's what's going to happen, but, I mean, these recent polls where he's up in 6 or 7 swing states, I mean, that's not looking good either for Biden. So, I mean,
John,
that's to consider, too.
I've been up night with an upset stomach thinking about it, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, just now, a thought there.
Are you a Trump guy? You going to vote for Trump?
What?
You going to vote for Trump?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the primaries play out.
I'm going to put you down for a probably yes, John.
Definitely maybe.
Come back. Your phone calls are next. 844-96-PARTY.
93.5 The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
Back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Be patient. Nate will get to you shortly.
Dom, I was unaware, but according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, today is Thank a Plow Driver Day. Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day, November 27th, 2023. I got to tell you, the most disappointing thing about the last week here, that snow, dude. That and the sore stomach. But the snow's worse. Because that's not going to be gone for months.
What are you talking about? It's going to be like 40-some degrees in like 2 days. Don't worry about it. It'll melt. It's not going to stay. And it helps the hunters track the deer, man. Right, Nate? You got to have a little snow if you don't drop it on the first shot.
They had snow for the last day of the gun deer hunt. One day. That's not exactly a robust...
All it takes is one shot, baby. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Cam from Nina, you're up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, I wanted to address something that the previous gentleman who had called in said, where he was asked if he would vote for Trump, and he said he doesn't know yet. He wants to see how the primaries go. I think anyone that says these sorts of things are liars, and the world is laughing, because you had years to know what his policies were, how much of a liar their entire party is. Are you really willing to support people that are completely willing to defend people like George Santos from staying in office, who clown like Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene? I don't like you're just purposefully electing headaches. I don't understand. I can't understand.
Change agents, perhaps? Chaos agents, Cam? Well, I would say this. I think it's kind of a non-answer, because the answer really is, well, I'll vote for Trump if he makes it through the primary. That's what I get out of it. Now, does Trump make it through the primary? I mean, probably. That's what it's looking like right now, Cam. But if the answer is, we'll see how the primary goes, well, if Trump's on the ticket after the primary, you know, guys like that perhaps will
probably vote for him.
You know,
CJ,
but we still don't know. We still don't know. You know, there could, you know, if convictions, and I think there will be, come down prior to that, that would impact, I think, some people's ideas. Cam, what do you think?
I think that your integrity is flawed if you are still willing to vote for red because red and no other reason. You are a single issue voter, and the single issue is that you are a moron.
I mean, that's one way to put it, Cam. Appreciate the call, man. 844-967-2789. CJ, you're up. Happy Monday, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, gentlemen. I got a call, Crudy, that you're talking people out of here in my interview with you.
It's already aired, man. People can get the podcast. It's not up today. Apparently, I misstated the availability of the CJ podcast, so don't go looking yet. It's not up yet. So my apologies, CJ, but any other trolling or Crudy trashing you got in mind for the day?
Well, I did get some response myself, because people did hear the debate and, well, the conversation, as you call it, that, you know, you don't like crunching numbers because you don't like facts. And I'm used to that. I heard that, and that's what they, you know, that's the response I got.
I conceded that, all your numbers,
you know, you
CJ.
You put these guardrails up for me because you can't defend your argument. Kind of like Cam, because he he obviously doesn't buy groceries or pay for heat or electric or anything.
No, you
else
think, CJ? Of course he does. Of course he does. Everybody does, CJ.
Yeah.
So that's a misnomer. So now the question is, and let me ask you, and I think I know your answer, but I'll let you say it. Is inflation the biggest issue right now facing this country? Are you going to vote based on inflation, CJ? And is everybody else? Do you think that is the most important driver in this electoral cycle?
I could name about five issues that this president's bombing.
You think inflation is going to be part
of security?
Okay, so inflation, according to CJ, will be one of five issues to be, voted on this year. And I would say that's probably, as of right now, we don't know. It's not a great one, man. Inflation has been coming down. We're probably going to see the Fed, which is not related to any, taking orders from this administration, CJ, and Republicans out there. They act independently. They decide whether or not they're going to raise and lower their rates. Based on the way the economy is going and things are happening, the Fed will most likely actually lower some rates between now and the election in November. And if that's the case, that's an indication that we're getting closer to what the accepted level of inflation would be, and we're having some pretty decent job growth. So while that may be one of five, I'm thinking, again, who knows what happens between now and then, that will be lower on the list than it is right now. Thanks for the call, CJ.
I think you might be wrong in this case, Dom, because I think it is the number one issue in America right now among Democrats and Republicans, the cost of living. Now, you can call it inflation, you can call it greed, you can call it whatever you want to, but the people have hardly noticed that the inflation rate has gone down. They've hardly noticed. If you ask the opinion of the American people, the vast majority of them feel like the rent's too damn high. And unfortunately, these economic issues do drive the electorate. So I do think if Joe Biden's got a problem, it's not his age, it's not his kid, it's the economy. That's the problem. Whether right or wrong, people have the polling suggests that people have the perception that the economy is bad for them.
All of a sudden, the rates go from 8% down to 6% or 5% for buying a home before the end of the year, before the election cycle. That's going to take some of the wind out of those sails, Crudy. And certainly,
buddy, the rate was.
Other folks have some selling to do. There's more to the economy than just inflation. There's wage growth as well. There's expansion of the GDP. There's lots of things that go into it. And of course, you can talk about the greedflation as well. So yeah, I mean, you could talk about people's perceptions, and then you could talk about what the facts are. And while there may be a gap between people's perceptions and what the facts are, well, that's up to the messaging and those selling the candidates. All I can talk about are what the facts are. I'm not going to be messaging for anybody. But if you see what is being reported right now and what the rates are now, what the Fed's discussing right now, rates are going to be getting cut soon.
Well, that's predictive. That's not a known quantity. And that would probably indicate, a recession? So be careful what you wish for with the lowering of rates. And I got to tell you, Dom, if I got my rate locked in at 2.5% or 3%, we go from 8% to 6%, does that change my life one iota? Does that give me any sort of relief financially? No, not really. Doesn't allow me to refi, doesn't allow me to probably afford an equitable or a larger home if I had a couple kids in the meantime, and it's time to move up now. No, the difference between an 8% and a 6% interest rate, that might be good for...
6% on a historical basis is low. This is, again, you are perpetuating this gap between reality and perception. You keep it on. 6% interest rates are good interest rates, dude. They're not 2.5, not 3, but historically those are low.
Yeah, but if you're locked in at 2.5 for 3, a 6% interest rate doesn't do
you're never
a GD thing for you, man.
Are you going to say you're going to wait for Biden, which doesn't happen, the Fed to get down to 3%? I mean, why were they? Because we were in a terrible recession back in the day. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin commuters say a second Amtrak round trip from St. Paul through Milwaukee to Chicago will make their lives easier. Passenger Christian Bird speaking with ABC News.
It would be easier to leave in the afternoon because it's kind of like herding cats when you're getting a little kid out the door.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. COVID-19 rates in Milwaukee County appear to be spiking after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. About 99 people in Milwaukee County are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's 50% more than a week ago. The county's chief health policy advisor is urging people to get the latest booster shot. It's designed to guard against the specific strains going around this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new fast food restaurant will open in Eau Claire this week. Chick-fil-A has announced it plans to open its new restaurant near the Oakwood Mall on Thursday. In a press release, the company also said they'd be donating $25,000 to Feeding America and recognize 100 local heroes with free Chick-fil-A entrees for a year. The new restaurant will be located on South Oakwood Mall Drive and be open 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Animal welfare advocates have filed a lawsuit to invalidate Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. The lawsuit alleges state wildlife officials violated open meetings law and disregarded comments from wolf researchers and supporters. It also alleges Department of Natural Resources policy board members accepted comments on the plan from interest groups it favored even after the public comment period ended. The current plan calls for a statewide population of about 1,000 wolves. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers getting some of their veterans back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back on the practice field this afternoon, and Eric Stokes, defensive back, was back at practice. What about tight end Luke Musgrave? Will he be back this season? Matt LaFleur.
You know, we don't know that. Certainly we're hopeful for that, but we do know that he'll be out for sure the next 3 weeks, and then we'll see kind of where we're at after that.
Musgrave is on IR after suffering a lacerated kidney against the Chargers. Monday Night Football, the Bears take on the Vikings, and Packer fans should be rooting for the Bears. That would help the Packers' chances of maybe getting a wild card spot. NBA, Bucks are headed to Miami. They take on the Heat tomorrow night. The Bucks are 12-5, thanks to Damian Lillard joining the team, according to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
To make a play for myself, to make a play for a teammate, to create an open shot, to kind of become a threat. So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing sky overnight and a low near 5 above. Our first time of the season seeing some pretty cold wind chills below zero at times. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow and a high in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and low 40s for the high Wednesday. Currently we're at 15.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work Monday edition. Some of us are working from home, though, Dom. Just curled up in our Afghan. You know, it's not difficult work. It's not hard work. It's radio work. But I appreciate all the audience for sticking around and giving me a few home remedies. Maybe I'll be feeling better and back to the office soon.
Gotta get rid of that sour belly, Crudy.
I do have a sour belly. Cam from Nina says, $384.17 electric bill. Just saying. And no, I'm not growing marijuana. Be cooler if you did. Jeff from Shorewood. Inflation is global. Actually, we've been low relative to the world inflation, and most American inflation has simply been price gouging since COVID. And then you may not like this one, Dom. I don't know if I want to call you out on the air. Maybe you could read it if you feel comfortable doing so.
I don't have it, so you're going to have to.
Hey, Dom, tell me you make well into six figures without telling me you make well into six figures. Oh, those interest rates are low. Now, I've known you for a while. It's been a while since you made well into the six figures, Dom.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Unless you've, yeah, something's changed, but it's not the radio gig.
I'm just pointing out, you can look, it's all historical data, folks. You want to look at what the interest rates have been since the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, it's all there. You can see it. You can see it. I mean, I'm not figures making it up. I'm just saying, if you're going to, I'm not taking away from people's mind, oh, this seems expensive. Yeah, I get it, man. I bought a sub and some soup today. It was like $14 with a tip. That seems expensive for a soup and sandwich, man. I get that. But if you compare it to everything else, you compare it, as Jeff says, to worldwide inflation, you compare it to historical inflation, historical mortgage rates specifically. If you're going to hold off on doing a house, buying a engaging in a real estate transaction because you're waiting for mortgage rates to get below 3%, good luck. I mean,
I'm not suggesting people are waiting on the lowering of interest rates per se.
That's exactly what you said before we went to break, Crudy. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm telling you, the reduction of rates from 8 to 6 is not going to get her done. And no, I don't think we're going back to quantitative easing and 3% home mortgage rates anytime soon. To my opinion, just one man's opinion.
Yes, and I concur with that. I don't think we will.
So what do you do with the 65% of Americans that are homeowners that can't sell their home because they can't afford a new option? You know, that's been part of it. And when you get a new home, you buy new couches, you buy new appliances. It keeps the whole economic cycle going. I mean, it is a good indicator of consumer confidence, whether or not they're buying houses. And my only conjecture, Dom,
the problem is, and I'm sorry, finish your thought.
My only conjecture is, if you're at 3% on a $250,000 mortgage, and now you need a bigger house, and you go up to 6% on a $400,000 mortgage, you know, that math doesn't work for a lot of families. They're going to get stuck.
No question. I mean, it doesn't work. And I've actually personally been in this situation. I got a super low rate, lower than 3% on my current home. My kids are off to school, man. I technically don't need the house that I have. I could, you know, move into a condo.
Empty nesters. Downsize, Dom. Downsize.
I live
in a hobbit hole somewhere.
I'm not a big, like, you know, take care of the lawn guy or house maintenance guy or clean the gutters guy or, you know, any rake the lawn, mow the lawn. I mean, I'm not really one of those guys. So I'm probably better off not having, you know, a property that has that those kinds of maintenance needs. That actually you're there, right? Oh my God, you're right. When I look at other homes that are out there, and of course, now this time of year, the market, real estate market, residential real estate market certainly slows down. So, but I'm in that situation. I would like to, you know, ponder the thought of moving out to a condo or something and not have the house that I have and do something different. But yeah, you look at the rates. Oh my God. The spread, the cost it would cost me to move out to do that is a lot. So I'm not going to do it. Now, is that opportunity cost? I don't know what you call that. But for me, not engaging in buying a smaller residence for me because rates are higher than the rate I have right now is so dirt cheap. I mean, I could. I'm just not going to. Because why would I at this point? I don't hate the house.
Because other people need your house. Other people need your housing inventory. And you're being a selfish bastard by not listing it for sale. If you're so damn happy about the U.S. economy, Dom, you should suck it up, bite the bullet, and just go buy the cheaper house. Because rates will come down in the spring. I heard a guy say it on the radio today.
Well, they'll eventually come down, more like the second quarter, and they're going to slowly come down. But that is a real predicament. That is why I am literally in that statistic where you read the articles about the housing market, what's going on in real estate right now. Well, it's hard to get people to move out of their home when they have a less than 3% rate. That is a rate you're not going to see in your lifetime.
Probably not. Not again. And
okay, so if you decide not to engage in the capitalism to continue on, is that a bad thing? Because you don't want to incur the cost? Because Crudy wants to sell some furniture? I mean, I don't know what you're saying, man.
You know, Jeff texted in, Dom needs a sugar daddy like Scott K. Walker to buy him a condo and let him move in for a little side action.
Right. 844-967-2789. We got some callers. Let's get to them. Joe from Madison, you're up. Happy days, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I'd just like to talk to CJ and others about just his, he said you guys have an aversion to facts. Well, here are some facts. Over the last 50 years, the average mortgage rate has been 7.7%. Okay? That's average over the last 50 years. Mortgage rates got as high as 18.6 in 1981. And I sure remember those rates. And I remember people who had CDs and money to invest in treasuries were making out like bandits. And they're screaming when rates went down to 2%, 1%. And, I can't make any money on this. And I they're terribly stressed. So think about that. Over the last 50 years, the average has been 7.7% for mortgage rates. It has been an unbelievable deal when people were able to get those 3% mortgages. But it's not going to exist forever. The averages are against you. So I just think that this, and the consumer price index has fallen by 3.2% over the last year. It's dropped down from 9% inflation down to this 4.5 in the last year. So things are going down in terms of inflation. And boy, I understand that it's frustrating. But man, I remember looking for houses when rates were, at 18%, and it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. So I remember when people told me, a guy who was a mortgage banker, MA in mortgage banking, told me that rates will never get below 10%. If it gets to 10%, grab it. I think it's easy to think that what you had before, you're still going to always have. It was great to have mortgage rates so low. It was hellacious for people who wanted to get some money on their CD rates, elderly, that sort of thing, who were looking to save, and they had no vehicle in which to do it. And I remember people who had CDs back in 1980s, and they were looking at rates of 17% on a CD. Try to find that now. It's always a juggling act, people. It's always a juggling act. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. I want to read a couple of texts. And, Dom, I actually did the math. So I've got the math prepared. I did it before I ever came on the radio with you or CJ. I had the facts and figures. I just didn't want to argue math on the radio with CJ. But I will do so with you in just a moment, Dom. Here is what a couple of texters say. I'd be happy with under 5%. Actually, I won't be able to move until they're under 5%. Because I live within my means. Looks like you better take a high-paying radio job. The interest rate is meaningless if you can't afford a down payment. Yeah, that's true. Here's another one. Built our home during the Reagan era. Talk about high interest rates. And then they said, same Reagan era, I think it's Jeff from Shorewood, said, bought my first house at 7%, now at 3.75. Here's a little math. Because I actually looked it up, and I did the math on this. The highest interest rate that I could find historically was 18.45%. That was, I believe, 1981. I think Joe made a very similar reference, 18.6. I didn't find them that high. But let's assume the highest interest rate at that time, the Reaganomics. And at that time, the average home price in America was $67,000. So let's assume you put the 20% down. You were borrowing $52,000 at 18.45%. I would also point out the average median income at that very same time that I'm using the interest rates from was about $24,000 a year. Actually, it was like $23,445 a year. I'm going to do a rounding error and call it $2,000 a month. And from my old mortgage lending days, Dom, I remember like 40% is like a high debt ratio. You get over 40 and maybe you don't get the loan. But
talk about loan to value ratios.
Well, and loan to value is actually how much money you have down. The ability to afford principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, that's a different math calculus. And if you don't hit those ratios, you don't get the money. Now, I don't know what interest, I don't know what the property taxes were then. I didn't extend my math all the way out through looking up historical property taxes in somebody's backyard. Sure. But here's what I can say. If you take the current median home price here in the United States, which is about $431,000, and you look at what the median income has done since the 1980s, we're up to a whopping $67,000. Guess what? The American people didn't get that raise. So if you had to buy that house at $431,000 at, let's call it, I think I used a 7.5% interest rate, somewhere close to that. And I did the calculation. You're at about $2,446 per month. Crudy's math, but I used to do this for a living. And here's what I can tell you. Your debt ratios at 7.5% under current market standards, a house is less affordable to you as the median earner in the United States than it was in 1981 with 18.45% interest rates. Harder to afford a house now.
And that is because, just to summarize, individual earnings haven't gone up as in value as much as the rest of it did. It
didn't keep the pace. Individual earnings has not kept pace. The cost of the house, the cost of the house has multiplied by an astronomical figure. $431,000 is six times higher than the former, whatever it was, $67,000 median home price in America. $431,000 is like six times that number. So your income went up two and a half, three times, and the home prices went up six times. So even with the outrageously high interest rates that few can remember, although I wasn't buying anything from a real estate perspective, I was in my early teens then, I can tell you, Dom, under current market conditions, it is harder to afford a house today than it was in 1981.
844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, okay, better. Sorry.
What am I holding on to precisely? Go ahead.
Observation. Well, your stomach. But I want to say my observation is when you're sick, you do your homework. When you're not, who knows?
I did that homework a couple of weeks ago, and I just never have had opportunity to roll it back out. I was blessed with a pretty strong memory, Jake. So those sort of numbers, facts, and figures stick in my head.
That was some good information, actually. I mean, it tells you exactly with an actual factual basis what has happened with home prices in the last 20-some years. Now, my thing is that CJ's right. I don't pay for anything because I get money from George Soros. Now, I don't know what you guys are talking about. For years, you haven't been able to get the George Soros money. And I'm just, it's like rolling off a log. I don't have to pay bills, pay heat. I don't have to buy my own food. I mean, it's great. I mean, being a liberal, I mean, it's like you're a corporation and you get everything for free. You know? Anyways, and this about home prices is, there's another thing that's happening because buying a home and keeping it's expensive. A lot of corporations are buying up single family homes and renting them out, which is horrible because the problem is we want more people to be in single family homes instead of rentals because it's better for neighborhoods and just for everything overall. So,
When the outside influences in the market, like corporate investment in single-family homes, have inflated the home prices by six times over, but in the same 40 years, our average median wage earner in the United States is only two and a half or tripled his salary, that math don't add up. More devil's advocates.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is coming up next.
Dominic, I have a slightly less political thought. You know, Crudy loves him some cookies, man. I love cookies.
Yes, I know.
Have you seen that the Cookie Monster original recipe cookies have now been exposed to the public? We can now make the Cookie Monster cookies at our own home. Although the
I didn't know that was a thing.
You can eat them, or you can just like he does, and he's got crumbs flying.
Oh well, yeah, man! I love
they are the Monster. Perfect cookie. The cookie doesn't break down in Cookie Monster's hands. But they get hundreds of crumbs flying out. And today, and I've seen it at multiple sources, Fox News, New York Times, everyone is very intrigued with the Cookie Monster cookie recipe, Dom. And I got to say, if I ever get up off this chair and feel better again, I'm gonna need some cookies to make myself whole. I'm just planting seeds right now, if you know what I'm saying. A couple days from now. Not the Cookie Monster recipe.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm going to be back to begging cookies again.
What was it about? What is so special about the Cookie Monster recipe? I mean, did you look at it? Was there any?
Oh, of course.
I was thinking about
it wasn't the Korean barbecue sauce that put me off.
Don't do that. No.
The glue added. I didn't think that, although they claim they're edible, barely. More of a prop cookie, but you know, I think we could go into business. I think we could monetize these cookies, Dom. A little less,
that's
glue and a little more chocolate chip, man, and we're gonna get rich. If Cookie Monster only share with me,
that's just wrong.
You know, I am the second name in cookies, Dom, not Mrs. Fields. Cookie Monster 1, Crudy two.
Monster. Crudy the Cookie Monster? Yeah, all right, man. All right. 844-967-2789. You got any political thoughts? It was all about the cooking, Crudy.
Well, you know, here's what I want to know, because I kind of tuned out on the Thanksgiving, just watched the Packers whoop up on Detroit. Didn't tune in for any of the politicking. What did Donald Trump have to say, Dom? You keep threatening to tell the audience, Trump. What was his tirade on Thanksgiving? Because I am blissfully unaware. I'm like Ron Johnson. I don't always monitor his Truthy social account.
There's so much information. It's embarrassing, man. I mean, if anybody out there running for dog catcher or school board or mayor or whatever, any elected, put out, you know, these kinds of social media posts, you would think they were bat guano crazy. I mean, for real. So here's what the former had to say. Happy Thanksgiving to all, in this case, capital
all the vermin.
Happy Thanksgiving to all, including the racist and incompetent Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James, who has let murder and violent crime flourish, capitalized, and businesses flee, capitalized. The radical, and now we got a semicolon, the radical left Trump-hating judge, a psycho, Arthur Engoron, who criminally defrauded the state of New York and me by purposefully valuing my assets at a tiny fraction of what they are really worth in order to convict me of fraud before even a trial or seeing any proof, capitalized, and use his politically biased and corrupt campaign finance violator chief clerk Allison Greenfield to sit by his side on the bench, quote unquote, and tell him what to do, and crooked Joe Biden, who has weaponized his Department of Injustice against his political opponent and allowed our country to go to hell, capitalized, and all the other radical left lunatics, communists, fascist Marxist Democrats, and rhinos who are seriously looking to destroy our country, capitalized. Have no fear, however, we will win the presidential election of 2024 and make America great again, 3 exclamation points.
Damn, happy, sorry I missed that one in real time.
Happy Thanksgiving from the former president? Are you really? I mean, really? Seriously? This is from the mind, and he goes on today, oh, because he's been saying, you know, Obama instead of Biden. Apparently, it's, you know, part of a, he's just being, you know, sarcastic. Of course he knows who the president is. He just thinks maybe Obama's, you know, pulling the strings for Biden, because Biden couldn't possibly be, you know, the president. Must be Obama. Well, certainly not Trump. But for real, this is your head. And he's done these things before. Happy Thanksgiving to all. I mean, that's all you got to say. Happy Thanksgiving to all. But to go on and talk, what is it about that kind of language and mindset and messaging attracts people? Where's the unity? Where's the thanks? There's no thanks here. He says Thanksgiving, but there's no thanks. There's nothing. It's just, look at Happy Thanksgiving. I'm being persecuted by all these terrible people, and make America great again. If you would have started out like this, you know, this is, I mean, have we just become numb to it? I mean, if any candidate gets out and says, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all, except you F and you'd be like, oh my God, what is wrong with this person? You know, someone go see if they're okay. But we just accept this from Trump, and he's leading in the polls. This is what you want? This is messaging? This is leadership? This is celebrating Thanksgiving by the former president? It's an embarrassment. How is this acceptable? How does this continue? How does he still have followers? I don't understand.
It makes him more appealing, because he says all the grotesque things they always want to say, but then someone's like, oh, you can't use the N-word. You can't be a blatant racist. But Trump gives them permission to do all those things. Hey, you know what's coming up on Thursday, Dom? Unique debate event. I'm wondering if you're going to watch the Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis debate on the Foxy News, moderated by the Sean Hannity.
Nope. Highlights, baby. I will. No. No. Why? 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 I mean, is Gavin Newsom running for president? No.
Well, I mean, DeSantis's team would like to imply he's running a shadow campaign. He's out there, you know, he's just not an official candidate. You know, but DeSantis is, and I was coming on January 15th, and I think it's all over about the Scott Walker bitter tear crying for Ron DeSantis. Good thing they're getting this one in on Thursday night, you know, before December even, right?
I don't know that DeSantis going up against Newsom would be a great idea for DeSantis. I just, you know, what's the upside? He's not running against him politically, at least right now, unless Joe backs out and the dude jumps in.
Well, because he can claim my state does it right, red Florida, but look at blue California. You don't want to get stuck with blue policies, do
you? Yeah, but you got to make an argument with Gavin Newsom, who's you know, going to be probably a little more articulate than DeSantis. I'm just saying. We'll see.
I think it could be an ass-whooping of monumental proportions. That's why I will watch. I'll do it so you don't have to, Dom. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn is next in the Paul Revere Show. And don't forget Badger Hoop streaming out WFH.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.